Hey everybody, pretty major news today. Department of Education decided to give us a giant announcement on a Friday, just because why not? Because they always love dropping these announcements on a Friday. For those of you that are just joining, the IDR recertification deadline for having to recertify your income-driven repayment just got pushed back from March 1st back to late September at the earliest. So this is according to a breaking post on studentaid.gov. So if your recertification date for your income was mid-March of 2024, what does this mean for you? So let's just pretend that your recertification date was March 15th of 2024. So that's getting pushed out now, theoretically, an entire year. So you wouldn't be asked to recertify again until March of 2025. That's what this announcement means. Now, what happens if you've already recertified? What do you do if your servicer's already reached out asking you for income-driven information? This is really great for borrowers. Let me say that first. This is wonderful for borrowers. This is only going to help you. This really can't hurt you. It'd be great if Department of Ed would just freaking say stuff, like make announcements, like just share details. Like, this is the first time they've actually announced how they want the income-driven repayment certification process to work, and it makes a lot of sense. So they've stated that 3 months before your recertification date, your servicer is going to reach out to ask for income recertification info. 35 days before your IDR recertification date, you've got to turn it in. You got to let them know. And then 10 days before, that's like the last moment that you can get your payment recertified before they throw you out of your IDR plan into some other repayment plan like the standard plan or something like that. So that's kind of like the timeline for recertifying your income. So what the example they gave is if you have November recertification date, like November 2024, let's say, your servicer will reach out in August to ask you for that information. And it's really not actually due until about a month before. Now, they say 35 days before because they're saying that's the latest date you can tell them and have your next payment date balance not affected. In other words, if you tell them with less notice than that, then they might not be able to accurately get your correct payment taken care of. There's all kinds of interesting stuff in this announcement. So they say that if you did recertify your income information early, it's not going to hurt you. They're going to tell the servicer to move you back to your old monthly payment if you gave them income information already. If you got kicked off of your income-driven plan, they're going to tell you, they're essentially going to give you a one-month payment pause and count this for this 1 month of March. And then they're going to put you back onto whatever payment plan you were on before that. And then if your payment went down because you filed separately or you did something different, then your payment would just literally decrease. Your payment would decrease if your income went down. That's good. So that's what I mean by when I say that it's not going to impact you no matter what in a bad way, because either you're not getting it extended, but you're not going to get, well, they're not going to use your income recertification information basically early. And then another thing that they said, this Department of Education totally just does things the way they want to do it. And it's good for borrowers, but it's also really hard to tell you what to expect. Let me tell you what I mean. So they said in the announcement, at the latest, you're going to have to recertify September 30th of 2024 for your IDR recertification. What do y'all think that means? Do you think that they're going to want to send out recertification notices to people right before the election and have their payments go up? Of course not. Of course not. That means that they're probably going to try to push it even more. And so somebody says, what if their recertification date is July 2024? That means your recertification date, if the Department of Education can be believed, is now July 2025. That's what it means. So if your recertification date is before September 2024, it gets pushed out an entire year before you have to tell them information. Now, does that mean 2023 tax returns are not relevant anymore? No, it doesn't. 2023 tax returns are still highly relevant because you'll still need to use them at some point when you recertify, right? Like if you, let's say you were debating filing joint versus separate and you thought you needed to file separate because your recertification date was in May, you know, you still need to file separate for your 2023 taxes because whenever your recert date is, let's say it's all the way in July 2025, well, you could file an extension for your taxes in 2024 and then use your 2023 returns. So that part is unchanged. You should still pay attention to how you file your taxes in 2023. So it's just really the impact of this causing, you know, so some people, especially like the people who are really rolling in the dough right now or any physician who like became an attending recently, was in training back before the pandemic and had a $300 a month payment. I mean, this is like Christmas morning for you because this is pushing out your monthly payment recertification like a full year. Like if it was like July 2025, it's now July, or sorry, July 24, now it's July 2025. And so you're getting a whole extra year of $300 a month payments instead of $2,000 a month or whatever it was going to be otherwise, right? So this is, like I said, if you had a real low payment before the pandemic and you were expecting to have to recertify middle of 2024, like I said, this is like Christmas morning for you. So another thing, to let people know, if your income went down, you can still recertify and get a lower payment than what you used to have, right? So that's an important note here. So if you go to studentaid.gov/IDR, you can recertify your payment early if you want to, if it helps you, right? So if your payment was based off of an income that was a lot higher, and you want to get a lot lower payment because your income's now lower, that's okay. You can do that. You can always recertify early if it helps you. You're just not required to recertify unless it's, you know, time to recertify and you have to. So if your income's going up, you only have to recertify when they ask for it. Now, another thing, I have to be honest here. Like I said, this is an entirely, I mean, if I had to be like kind of frank with this, Department of Ed is a wreck right now, right? They've really tried to cancel debt for borrowers. They spent a lot of resources on that, but partly because of that, Republicans in the Senate do not want to give them any money at all because they just don't trust this Department of Ed. And so borrowers are caught in the middle. The FAFSA stuff right now is a real disaster. The FAFSA stuff has been just very embarrassing for Department of Education, and that's where their entire focus is right now. So I think they probably just did this because they started getting a lot of complaints, especially from people that follow our Instagram, about being asked to recertify early when they shouldn't have been. And you know what? If they had just announced that servicers would ask for income information 3 months ahead of time, that would have solved a lot of questions. I don't know why anybody didn't announce that. Like, the people that over there are just freaking incompetent. Why wouldn't they tell us that they're going to ask 3 months ahead of time for income information? Like, it's unconscionable. Like, freaking say what you're directing people to do, and then we can understand why the servicers are just going off and doing stuff like rando. You know what I mean? But that's not what they did. They're completely overwhelmed with the FAFSA, completely overwhelmed because they don't have enough funding to do their job, which is a real problem. Republicans are going to say it's their fault. Democrats are going to say it's Republicans' fault. It's just a bunch of blame game going around. Like I said, borrowers are stuck in the middle. But happy Friday, because this is really helping you. There's no way that this doesn't help you as if you have federal student loans. This can only be a positive thing for you with this pushing out of the income recertification date. And like I said, September 30th, when they put the words in the announcement, no one will be asked to recertify until at the earliest, September 30th. That's just a telegraph they're pushing it past the election, right? So it's a lot. I'm imagining you're probably going to have some questions. One person just says, if my recertification date is June 2024, this announcement means it's going to be June 2025, right? Yeah, that's correct. The person's asking, if that's the case, why would I just worry about my 2024 tax return for recertification? It's because you can do things like file an extension for your taxes. So taxes have two different due dates, right? There's April, mid-April is the tax day, right? And you have to make sure you paid all the taxes you owe by that date for the prior year. But you can file an extension and delay your filing until mid-October. And so if your certification date falls in between those 2 days, then you might be able to file an extension and use your prior tax return instead, which could be a huge deal if you have an income that's rapidly increasing, or even if you have an income that went up at all. So even if you have an inflation level increase in your pay, it still probably makes sense to file an extension if your recertification date is between April and October. It's just kind of crazy right now. I don't know. They make the rules up. They just sort of wave their wand, and I'm just trying to give you all updates. So if you need some guidance or help on your tax filing status or anything like that, you can go to studentloanplanner.com/book. We've got our student loan consult service that you can get help with, and also follow Student Loan Planner's accounts for just more information like this. Golly, happy Friday. And, you know, again, if this is a great announcement for you, just know that if your date, recertification date falls between March and, well, I guess really if it falls any time between a few months ago and September 30th, 2024, your recert date is getting pushed out a year. So that's basically what this means. If you have any questions, let us know. Thanks, folks.